The Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Good afternoon, Grand Lake region. We have a special edition of Spectrum today. Good friend of mine, known him since, well, I've moved into Coldwater, and you guys know him in probably different ways. You've done bowling. You're always at Playmore. But most importantly, the reason why you're here today is you're the mayor of Coldwater. And how many years have you been mayor of Coldwater?
I'm on my seventh year of mayor right now. I've had 16 previous years as a village council member too, though.
Wow. So almost, is that 20 years?
We're looking at
20 years of
23 there.
23 years of community service to the great village of Coldwater.
The wonderful village of Coldwater.
I mean, I've always loved Coldwater since I came down here from Lima and obviously from Greenville, but spent more time in Lima before coming down here. And, you know, just from day one, you know, was welcomed into the community with open arms. Helps when you're kind of the face of a bowling counter there. I mean, people have to deal they have to deal with you when you're doing that. But no, Coldwater's been great for me. I've been a part of the community picnic,
been
a trustee there as well. And the big reason why you kind of wanted to come on and why I wanted to have you come on is we have a really big celebration this year, not just for the country, but for the village. And maybe go in some details about that.
Yeah, just as everyone around the country is working, you know, 250 years of the United States of America this year, something that everyone is great to celebrate, looking forward to celebrating. And just with that, Coldwater, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing a lot of celebrating too. There's a time capsule that was buried 50 years ago in Coldwater. So, you know, that's one thing that we're going to be unearthing that in April. So yeah, it's going to be a wonderful thing. We're tying it in with the red, white, and blue celebration. So, you know, it's going to be a great weekend. You know, this year, the 50 years, 4th of July on a Saturday. So that just makes everything that much better for everyone to have the time to do it.
It really does. And I think that's one of the things, I don't know if maybe our forefathers saw that happening, you know, 250 years ago, but like, it's like, you know what, we got to do it this year so that 250 years falls on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe foreseeing planning, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But now this just isn't about, you know, the community picnic and, you know, during the July 4th weekend, there's a time capsule involved here. Talk a little bit about this time capsule.
We're looking forward to seeing that. You know, there's a lot of people that vaguely remember it being buried. It's in front of it's at the Memorial Park, right in front of the pool. And, you know, everybody's looking forward to what's in there when nobody knows what was in there. No one remembers what kind of things were placed in it. That's one thing we're looking for. Once we unearth it, how are things going to look? What are things going to come out of there, you know?
So when was that initial time capsule put in?
50 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 50 years
ago. Do you have any paperwork or do you, like?
There, very little. There's a couple pictures of like newspaper. We had that, but it's not really of the item itself or what was in it. It's just the celebration of when they buried it.
Okay. And why did they put that time capsule in? What was the point? Did they do it for foreshadowing this, or was it just
yes and no. It's just all tied with, you know, at that time it's 200 years.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, it's one of those things everyone's looking at. We'll probably, you know, and we will be putting in, we'll be placing it back in or a new one, and we'll include some of the items that come out of it. And hopefully 50 years from now, you know, I'll only be 102. Maybe I'll be able to remember and seeing that.
That would be really cool.
That would be neat.
I mean, be around that long to see not only the uprising of one 50-year time capsule, but to see another one, that would be something else.
That's where the younger generation, they have that opportunity.
Maybe, you know, if knock on wood, I'll be around long enough to maybe see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the library obviously, mm-hmm. really a really great organization in Coldwater. They continue to just improve what a public what it means to be a public library.
Yeah.
It is a standard for, you know, villages across the state on, you know, what Coldwater is able to offer, and a lot of our community events go into helping the library, a lot of fundraisers, but the library is also involved with this. What is their job?
What they're going to try to do to help with is this catalog. Once we unearth this item and we look at all the contents in it, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be interesting. No one knows. And the library is going to help catalog these items. And they're also looking at trying to help display them as well. We're trying to work with the library and Carolyn Stowe and really make sure that people can see, have the opportunity to really see what was in there 50 years ago. What were we doing? What were people looking at that time?
I have no clue what them. Well, that would have been 1976.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
My dad's not going to like to hear this, but he was like 3 years out of high school in 1976. So
I was two.
You were two. I wasn't a twinkle in the eye in 1976. And then from there, do you have any idea on things that are going to be put into it yet? Or what is...
We're looking at different things. You know, there's going to be a number of people. If we do, you know, paper stuff, you have to be careful with what we're putting in. So people, they might want to try to put in some notes of what is being done in this time period so they can read it. But you have to have it on archival paper and things like that so we know that it'll last. Because some paper will deteriorate, the prints won't, you know, you won't 50 years from now, you won't be able to see.
Won't even be able to read it.
Right, right. So yeah, we're looking at different things like that, maybe a couple different different items, you know, maybe some donors around this area, this is what, you know, maybe some manufacturing or something like that, have a little part that they can put in there or something like that. This is what we're doing back 50 years ago, you know.
So April 13th, that's the date of the...
Unearthing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then July 4th is when the new items are going to go in.
Well, July, not necessarily. I mean, that's when we're going to try to determine what and make sure we have a list of everything that will go in. Okay. Because it's going to take time. We still wanted to, you know, people to see things and have the time to display them throughout the summer. And it's going to take time to make sure that we have the right compartment or the new time capsule when we put a new one back in, that we have it built right. We know what items are going to go into it. It's going to take time to design and build around.
What is the timeline on then burying the new time capsule?
It will probably be later summer, early fall.
Early. Okay. Yep. So it could be as around the Coldwater Community Picnic or even later.
It could be probably maybe right after that. Maybe, you know, we're kind of let things work through the village, and you know, we don't want to change anything around with a picnic, because that's a big thing and everybody loves it. It's a good money maker for the park and the library itself. So we'll wait till after that's done and let that take its course as it normally does every year.
Awesome. And as part of the whole 250th celebration, obviously, you know, the July 4th celebration in itself, what is the village kind of looking at doing July 4th in the park? Is there any extra things going on?
They have the red, white, and blue celebration like they do every year. That's going to stay on there as well. They're going to have a number of bands going through. Being July 4th is on a Saturday, it's just going to work that much better. So it's going to be a little bit bigger, if you want to say, than they normally do with the red, white, and blue celebration. We'll have some speeches and different things going on. You never know what's going on. The village is just looking to make sure that everyone understands this is what United States of America, where we've come from. We're still the greatest nation in the world. There is. I won't be able to say that enough in my life. And so the village, we're not doing a lot at, because we don't want to take away from the red, white, and blue celebration as well. But it's some of the things leading up to it, again, as the unearthing of the time capsule, displaying the items. And hopefully there'll be some people that'll try to do some things along the room. My wife, she always said, somebody needs to get like a house decorating, see if we can decorate the house. Who can celebrate the most in town, you know.
Yeah, maybe get the buzzards. The buzzards go around during the Christmas displays.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe get the buzzards going around on a 4th of July display. Like,
there we go.
How please. Many Uncle Sam's can you put in your front yard with red, white, and blue? And I don't want to publicly say it, but we also know, you know, who shoots off a really good fireworks show in town. I've heard, quote unquote, from him that it's going to be the biggest show that the street has ever seen.
It's supposed to be real big this year. Yes.
Again, it's one of those, if you know, you know. We don't want to go too far with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I know he's looking forward to it. I think just this year in itself just seems more special. I'm sure that, you know, things are going to be going on around the lake as well. Just the whole weekend.
Exactly. And it's all just not just the weekend, but the, you know, this whole year. As we're looking at, just look at what has been done this last 2 weeks, the Olympics. You know, it's great that it happened in 2026. So some of those gold medals that some of those teams have done, you know, and everybody's celebrating the United States again, just that little bit more added to it. So it's just great all the way around throughout the year.
I mean, it's always pretty good when you can beat up on your neighbors to the north, right?
That's right.
I mean... It was really cool to watch the women win, and then, you know, the next couple of days you had to wait for the men's semifinal, because they still had the semifinal match.
Right.
So you have Canada and Finland going at it.
Uh-huh.
Finland takes a 2-0 lead. Everyone on the internet is like, if Canada doesn't win this game, it's not even the same
it's
anymore.
It's not the same, exactly.
It's not the same. And then Canada ends up getting its own overtime thriller in that semifinal game. Mm-hmm. United States handled business in their semifinal game, and we all get the matchup on Sunday morning like we wanted.
Exactly.
And I got to tell you, the reactions online were between Americans and the Canadians both. I saw one Canadian chainsaw his TV up.
Yeah, because I saw that
one. He was tired.
Yep.
But then Miami, of all places in the country, the one thing that goes viral, at least here, and I don't know if you saw it, but Brick Street there in Miami, Oxford, is a famous, it's a famous bar there for Miami University.
Okay, yeah.
And they showed the celebration of the overtime goal, and just seeing, you know, it's a big venue, but you literally have American, people are waving American flags in the air.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is what, you know, this country is all
That's
about.
Exactly.
And
right.
I hate to say that sports can bring a country together, but it does.
It does. And you know what? There's different times that we need that. And great time right now to get all that.
It's
in the way that 46 years to the date.
To the date.
To the date.
That's
miracle on ice.
History has a funny way of repeating itself in both in positive and in bad ways.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
And yeah. And I'm glad this time it was in a positive light.
It's positive from our viewpoint.
Outside of just the, you know, the 250th celebration, anything else top of mind? I think there was there is actually an essay a part of this thing too going on.
Yeah, it looked like we're having like an essay contest with the students, the schools and everything like that. And you know, we want to bring everybody a part of this. Normally when you have the unearthing of a time capsule, you're putting components in it. Generally, you know, more of the adults are handling that thing. They're bringing their kids to see the items that were in that time capsule. But here we're actually allowing the kids to be a part of it as well, of the 250th celebration. They get to write the essays. They're going to get judged. You know, there's going to be winners. It's going to be a great thing. You know, it's everybody is a part of this. We don't want to leave anyone out of this.
And there are some deadlines with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have them in front of you or
the deadlines of the essays. Oh, I can't remember when those were. I think
looks like I'm seeing a June 19th deadline for approval, and then possibly a drop off.
That the 19th is of the items that were the approval of the items that go into the essay itself. I don't remember what dates they have. We're still working a lot of this stuff through right now.
If anybody has a question about, you know, submitting something to be in the time capsule, should they reach out to the village on this?
Yes, definitely they can get with the village. And there's another, you know, the group that we have, the 250th celebration committee, And I'm a part of that. There's a number of us on there, and generally go right to the village that they'll direct everything we need. We do have a Facebook page for the 250th celebration of Coldwater, so they can put things on there as well.
Perfect. And, outside of that, any other special activities coming up in Coldwater that families should maybe want to know about?
Well, just, you know, along with that, we're tying this through the summer. We have the summer concert series, you know, the music. We always have bands going through there, and the calendars are out there, the schedules. So that's always a great thing. They always bring in, there hasn't been anybody that hasn't been good out there, you know? It's a wide range of genres that they're playing. And it's just great. Everybody loves it. So that's going through the summer, you know, and usually kicking the summer off, you know, the KSC has their picnic. And then right after that, we have the Taste of the Town. And at this 4th of July celebration, you never know. George Washington may show up. You never know.
Appearance by George Washington. And I'm getting a wink, wink. Oh, boy. I can only imagine what might happen.
You never know. You never know who comes around.
I mean, you are the man of many costumes, so not to spoil any possible surprises, yes. But you've dressed up as a cavalier.
Captain Cavalier. Yeah, I you know, and that's what it's more of those things with the athletics, the sports, and with the schools and everything. Try to bring everybody together, enjoy things a lot more. Take some pressure off some of these kids when they're going to these big tournaments.
Absolutely.
I kind of have fun with that. And like, you know, the students, the athletes, they seem to enjoy it. And, you never know. Like I said, 4th of July may bring someone new. You know?
Speaking of the team though, I think I talked to you, last night, while you were eating dinner, and, we actually are back at state this week, and yeah. I think you're making the trip up to go support the athletes. I mean, Grant, tell me what mayor just takes the time out of their busy schedule to go follow athletes for D2 bowling? I mean,
you know, it's just something that's you know, obviously my daughter Julie, she was in it years ago, and I kind of tied into it, and I've grown to really love it and watch these kids come through, and they're loving it. You know, the bowling, Coldwater bowling, a lot of our athletics. We are Coldwater, the NMAC, Mercer County, however you want to look at it.
There's always a spotlight.
Yes, exactly. And the bowling is a part of that as well. And both the boys and girls going to the state championship this weekend, you know, I want to make sure that they're living it up. They're having part of it. We're going to, you know, we celebrate it with them.
There is probably like a 10% of the population travels with the bowling team. By the time you add all the parents and
yes.
and different fans that still want to go, because there's other teams. Mercer County has actually got decent representation on both girls and boys side.
Yes.
Fort Recovery girls are going. Versailles girls will be there. Now that's Dark County, but still
with the MAC.
But it's still with the MAC.
Yeah, the St. Henry boys and
then,
going.
Yep, St. Mary's girls are going as well. But then, yes, you have the St. Henry boys, Fort Recovery boys, Versailles boys, and Coldwater.
Yeah, it's great. It's the MAC, the area, the Mercer County. It's people. You go around the state in different times. You know, you take vacations, you travel a little bit. People know the MAC. And it isn't just because of football, which is a big one.
Which is a big one.
But there's you know, everything.
Basketball, swimming. We have athletes across the board.
The swimming is another one that people they don't know right away, but we have great swimming club as well, and the teams, and they have a number of going to state too. So it's just something to celebrate all the way around.
As we tie things up, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but maybe I will. It's amazing how fast time goes, by the way.
Really?
You're also known around Coldwater as the king of dad jokes. I mean, it's not, Julie told me not to bring it up, but I was like, we're going to be all serious business all the way until the end, but we have to bring it up.
You know,
Did you happen to think of anything that was?
There's always something out there, you know. And one thing, I don't know how you want to say dad jokes, but as we're talking with the village stuff, we are doing a number of advancements this year, working on a number of streets and roads and things like that, replacing some water lines.
Okay.
And doing that, paving that is pretty good because I have a buddy, he drives in this SUV. It's a Grand Cherokee. Grand Cherokee.
Cherokee?
Excuse me.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And also along with my I have an aunt, some people, somebody pronounced her name, Beat Rice, but it's really pronounced Beatrice. So, you know, she's enjoying that too, as we go through Lee and I know some of these people won't know what's
tell your wife Denise that, you know, she's doing great. Loved seeing her last night at dinner.
Yeah, but she's great to have with me. And I tell you what, someone needs to keep me in check. Sometimes she's got a tough job at that.
We always tease at the bowling alley that she's the first lady of Coldwater. I mean, it's an enormous responsibility at the end of the day.
It is. It absolutely is. And she's the one, she can do it. She can do it. And it's crazy. And, you know, it's between her and I, you know, we've been together 30 years, 30 plus years.
Congratulations.
Been married 30 years. And, there are some times where relationships, they fall apart, things like that. But relationships come and go, separate. But I'll tell you what, zip ties, they're the things that would keep things together.
Oh,
dog. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Somehow we managed to walk right into that. Doug, I want to thank you for coming out here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. It was a little bit of a scheduling. I'm doing what today? But I really do appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the whole summer with the 250th celebration. I've managed to I love doing weddings,
mm-hmm.
but there's one time that I'm not doing a wedding, and it'll be this July 4th.
July 4th.
Where I don't think really, maybe any, I don't, maybe I haven't had a request for a wedding because I don't think anybody else wants to try and do a wedding on
not
this,
on that.
Not on this day. Yeah. So, thank you, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back as we wrap things up here on Spectrum 96.7 The Wave.
Every morning, we rise and shine.
Make breakfast and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a